I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Dun, 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 dun. What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in for Miss Esprit Devora. Today with us on the podcast, we have Miss Lisa May Brunson, founder of Wonder Women Tech. You're listening to the We Are LA Tech podcast. What's going on, Lisa May? How are you?
Hello, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited you could join us. So I gave you a brief introduction, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about you, your role, and Wonder Women Tech? This is an event taking place in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm Lisa May Brunson. I call myself a social innovator. I love producing things, building things, innovating things, visioning things. So Wonder Women Tech is a big part of that process. And so it's expanded into this amazing conference platform, a national conference, actually an international conference now. But our main conference will be at the Long Beach Convention Center, August 18th through 20th in 2017.
Love it. Okay, perfect. So if someone is looking to attend the conference, what can they expect? What would the conference do for them? What do people get out of it? What are the different opportunities going on there?
Yeah, so, you know, next year we're engaging the theme, We Are Change Makers. And it's so exciting for us because we get to push technology and the STEAM industries and the conversations around diversity and inclusion to a whole other level. And so, you know, we highlight, celebrate, and educate women and diversity in STEAM industries. So you're going to have everything from, you know, the Googles of the world to, you know, Girls Who Code, to startups, female founders. We're going to look at demos from companies, you know, highlighting, you know, Internet of Things.
Yeah, got it.
You know, AI, you know, the next stage of technology, as well as, you know, we're teaching kids how to code. There's going to be breakout sessions where you can learn everything from, you know, snuffing up your resume to how to, you know, negotiate powerful deals to even, you know, getting the funding that you need. So it's going to be a hodgepodge of something for everyone.
Yeah. I love it. It sounds like a buffet of tech.
Buffet of tech, science, innovation.
Love it. Love, love, love it. So this sounds extensive and huge. Is this yourself? Are you working with a team? If so, how many and what are the roles to put something like this on?
Oh my God, this is absolutely teamwork. In fact, we've just brought in a production team, Cartel, which is a Los Angeles-based organization of all women. So we're very excited to work with them. We have a great PR team that actually, you know, works with CES, so we're in good hands there.
Love it.
And then I have an epic team that's just been working with me. We have been in the trenches building this baby from zero budget to, you know, negotiating deals with large companies. And we're doing everything from going out and getting speakers from all over the world, some really high profile speakers, to, you know, designing programming. What are the panel discussions we're going to have? What are the talks? Who's going to come in and, you know, as exhibitors? I mean, we do everything from the ground up.
Wow, there's so much that goes in to an event that people don't realize. Like a really, really large portion of that is strategy. Do you have a strategy in place with the team in terms of filling the room or getting, you know, guests to invite their audience? What's that strategy like?
Absolutely. So we engage in what we call strategic partnerships. So we, you know, partner with folks like you and you know, startup organizations and networking organizations and industries, you know, industry focused organizations that could bring the audience in. And we, you know, figure out how we can leverage both communities and make a win-win, you know, opportunity happen. So, you know, that's a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. And of course, we sit down every week to figure out, you know, what are our social media goals? We want some compelling and innovative calls to action. We want something cool that people can get behind, you know, similar to like your, you know, I look like an engineer type, you know, initiatives. You know,
absolutely.
Last year, we launched Invest in a Boss pitch competition. So, you know, things like that, we're constantly thinking about how we can bring people to the table, get involved and engaged.
That is incredible. Invest in a Boss. That is marketing and A-plus branding if I've ever heard it.
It is. And we're going to relaunch it again. So stay tuned for that
information. I love it. Invest in a Boss. I'm definitely staying tuned. So tell us, Lisa May, how did this event come to be? What's the inspiration behind Wonder Women Tech?
Well, the inspiration is it's an evolution of ideas and problem solving and creation, you know. Mm-hmm. So looking at what we're dealing with in terms of women in tech, people of color in tech, the underserved communities, figuring out how we can empower women, how we can educate future generations to get involved in STEM and STEAM focused careers, looking at the retention rates and figuring out what we can do with that. And of course, diversity and inclusion initiatives.
Yeah.
So putting that all under one umbrella, an event seems like a natural, you know, way to make that happen. So that's really sort of like the culmination of how Wonder Women Tech has grown and expanded into a global ecosystem.
I love it so much. And it originated here in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah. So we were originally invited by the mayor of Los Angeles to host our event in 2015.
Right.
And it was, you know, a success. And we got invited by the mayor of Long Beach to host our conference at the Long Beach Convention Center for 3 years. So from 2016 to 2018, we have a home where we can build to our heart's delight. We can bring in partners like Google and, you know, big tech companies, mm-hmm. and marry that with our smaller, you know, startups and groups and make just this really fantastic event come alive.
I love it. Yeah, we love Startup Nation here at We Are LA Tech. How has been in the LA area and amongst the community maybe accelerated the growth? What is it about Los Angeles versus, you know, somewhere like San Francisco or New York?
Well, you know, New York and San Francisco already have this established ecosystem. And I'm going to say this, and don't get mad at me, but, you know, our numbers, you know, in terms of social media, in terms of brand impact, are actually higher in Silicon Valley and New York. And, you know, I took that as a challenge for Game On. You know, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, Southern California, we need to bring it. You know, because it really was a telling sign. You know, we're here, we're birthing a tech ecosystem, where we want to be the next tech hub. And so we need to put, you know, our money where our mouth is.
Right.
We need to, you know, heed the call, and we need to show up. And I'm hoping that in 2017, we're going to see those numbers shift. We're going to have our community show up at this national conference, and we're going to be able to represent in our own backyard, because it was kind of interesting to see people flying out from New York and Silicon Valley. Where was our local folks? So, you know, that's where I'm going to say, for those of you listening, make a plan and get involved and just show up.
I love it. Yeah. So gotcha. So other cities are flying in to Los Angeles for this event, but really rallying the community, the LA Silicon Beach community, to get behind this.
Did you hear that, Silicon Beach? yeah, absolutely. You know, this is, I'm so honored to be able to offer this vision, to work with some great partners, to have the support of, you know, the mayor of Long Beach and the convention center as our home. It's a beautiful facility. We have excellent programming. You have no idea the kinds of speakers that we bring in from all over the world, from major organizations. You need to be there, because I'm telling you, the programming is outstanding.
Pow. I'm definitely going to be there. You have a client in me, so I'm excited. Super excited for that. We are talking to the community. If you had an ask for the tech community right now, what would that be?
Absolutely. So, you know, really, this event is for you. You know, we wanted to highlight not just women and diversity, but those of us that are, you know, entrepreneurs. We're here making a difference, you know, in technology, in STEAM industries. We're change makers.
I love it.
And so we can only build this event with you. So get involved, whether you want to speak, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to exhibit a booth. We're going to offer amazing rates for our local startup community. Don't tell anybody else.
All right. You heard it here first. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely. And just get involved, get plugged in, check us out on our website, www.wonderwomentech.com, and find out how you can plug yourself in. We want to have you there.
I love it. Love it. Love it. And you know what? You just read my mind. The next question is, how would someone go about that? So wonderwomentech.com is how you do that. And then Lisa May, how would they get in touch with you personally if you have an outlet for that?
Well, you know, Twitter is my second home, so we love social media conversations. Check us out at either Wonder Women Tech, or I'm personally at Miss Lisa May.
Ooh, at Miss Lisa May. Definitely going to be tweeting you. Thank you so much for bringing all of your energy to the show today. We are so lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I had fun.
Yeah.
You are awesome.
All right. All right, everyone. That was Miss Lisa May Brunson, founder of Wonder Women Tech. See you next time. You're listening to We Are LA Tech Podcast.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.